Proclamation number 8389 of 21st of January, 1963. Warning against changing the word. Love one another. I always preach love to you, and thus I also want love to unite you who want to belong to mine. You are all children of one Father who once came forth from me and shall also return to me. The fact that you all take different paths, that you are more or less distant from me, does not exclude the fact that you, as my living creations which shall become my children, also possess my undivided love and that this love will do everything to win you back. But you yourselves should all regard yourselves as brothers who have one Father, and thus one should only ever endeavor to help the other but not condemn him if his ways are different, if he takes paths which lead away from me. Then you should only help him and lovingly try to lead him back to the right path. Besides, you yourselves cannot judge the nature of every person's heart either. But I know, and I often see successes which time and again inspire me to help him, and therefore I prove my existence in every way to people who still don't want to or cannot believe in it. Thus I don't give up on a person until the hour of his death. Time and again I intervene in his thoughts. Time and again I knock at his heart's door and desire entrance. And often I even succeed in winning his will before his death, and then he is not lost but can still awaken to life in the kingdom of the beyond, which lasts forever. And thus I also want love to unite you on earth who are active for me. I want you to unite and strive together towards the goal of doing redemptive work for me, so that many more souls will be saved before the end. Yet you should also always keep the spiritual knowledge you receive pure and not mix it with human additions which overzealous vineyard laborers often want to add and which did not originate from me. This admonition is especially addressed to those who have been instructed by me to pass on pure truth and who receive this truth from me directly. I know where there is a danger that pure spiritual knowledge will be diluted. I know where people who believe they serve me unintentionally serve my adversary by following his whisperings and making changes to the pure truth I convey to people because they urgently need it. Everyone believes himself called upon to improve or explain it. But this only detracts from the spiritual good, for people are not so perfect that they are entitled to make arbitrary changes. However, differences of opinion should not affect love. Instead, you should exchange your opinions in patience and tolerance, and then my presence will also be evident to you, for I myself will dwell amongst you with my spirit and enlighten your thoughts and speeches. My spirit, however, will not contradict itself, and the only issue is that in whether spiritual good supposedly received from me agrees. For by this the false Christs and false prophets are to be recognized, that they impart spiritual good to people which is doubtful, and this they shall examine. For people can have the best will to serve me in the truth and yet my adversary can slip into their thoughts if characteristics still prevail in the human being which are his share and which first have to be completely discarded so that he no longer finds a point of attack for his wiles and trickery. But love will always have a balancing effect and through love the adversary will also lose strength, and therefore everything can be settled with love and victory will be yours. For my adversary is powerless in the face of love. Where love is, there is also bright light, and the human being must recognize what was previously incomprehensible to him. Where love is, there is also truth, and where truth is, I am myself. I who am the light from eternity. There can only ever be a spiritual battle between light and darkness. And you humans must decide for yourselves whether you walk in the light or whether darkness still holds your spirit captive. You have to decide for yourselves whether you gain knowledge through spiritual knowledge. And then it must also have come forth from me if you are in possession of knowledge about your outcome and your goal. About yourselves and your destiny and about your God and Creator from eternity. You must be enlightened about all correlations, about your fall, about the emergence of creation and its purpose and about Jesus' mission and a spiritual reason for the work of salvation. You can always accept these indications as a touchstone as to whether spiritual knowledge offered to you has originated from me or whether they are merely mediations from the spiritual kingdom whose outcome you cannot control. Always try to find out if you want to judge the origin and value of spiritual knowledge. But love should always determine you, and you should always relate to each other like brothers, for you are all my living creations who should become my children. Amen.